One day, a rich, famous man went to buy a sports car from a dealership. The price of the car was $80,000. The man had forgotten his credit cards at home, and he only had cash, but he only had $79,998. The sales associate was firm and insisted that the price was set and had to be $80,000 even. Frustrated, the very rich man came out of the store and looked around and happened to see a homeless man begging for help on the corner. He went toward him and introduced himself and asked if the homeless man would be kind enough to lend him $2. The poor man asked the reason, and the rich man replied, "Well, I'm going to buy a car." The poor man thought for a moment, gave the rich man $4, and said, "Buy one for me too." Two elect last evening came into the body of Christ through the sacrament of baptism. Ashlyn Marie Salvador Dutcher, and Gabrielle Bradley. And I told them it was my hope and should be our prayer that as they began to live their new life in the life of the risen Christ, that people would see how they live and that they would want the same deal that they just received last night. We know how to place value on things in this world, set monetary values, set the values for things important. But there are none of these things that we are going to leave planet Earth with, except the kind actions that we have showed to one another for the sake of Jesus Christ. For the love we acknowledge poured out for us. And it's all about grace and conversion. But once again, because what we have been given exceeds all value in all of creation, the precious Son of God, who tells us through St. Paul, "You were at one time spiritually dead because of your sins and because you were Gentiles without the law. But God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to the cross." Sacred Scripture tells us very clearly what we owe because of our debt. The wages of sin is death. And I know that I am incapable of paying that myself. But it's as simple as knowing, because I recognize the beauty and the awesomeness of the gift of life God has given me, but I also recognize that which we try to avoid is that one day I will take my last breath here in this world. And I know I do not, at that time, have the power to take another, but I'm absolutely sure that I want to live. And I only know one who has the power to give me breath again. And I'm sure that it's just like when my mom, and when I was a little kid, came to wake me up for school and turned on the light in a darkened room. My eyes hurt at first by the intensity of the light, and knowing that every night I surrender my consciousness to sleep. And if I do not set an alarm clock or have somebody wake me up, I really have no power or control what is going to bring me back to wakefulness. But I know that when this body dies, because I do not know how to keep my mind awake, I will drift off into sleep and will have no power to return to consciousness. But I know without doubt that at some point in time, just like that bright light of my mother turning on the light, Jesus Christ will say, "Thomas Patrick Maher," and I will come back to wakefulness. And I know that most people, without fail, at that time, will look for their Savior, will look for the one who has power to continue our life. I believe in the heart of hearts, and I think about this, that even the hardened atheists like Christopher Hitchens, who refused to convert as he approached death, I am positive that as he closed his eyes on this side of eternity and opened them in eternity, looking upon the face of Jesus Christ, his first thought was, "Oh, crap." Because he had run out of time, but we have all the time in the world. And what a deal we have gotten, for there is no work we have to do. All the work was done for us on the cross. There is very little that he expects of us in return, except to love one another as he has loved us, and to glorify our God in heaven at the precious gift he has given us, which exceeds all other gifts, all other wealth. After hearing the story of the crucifixion every year, after seeing the miniseries, after seeing crosses practically everywhere, does the cost of our sin still have an impact on us? Well, let's look one more time at what Christ had to suffer to pay for our sins. He had not slept for 36 hours. They pressed a crown of thorns into his skull. He suffered whippings, beatings, spitting, mockery. They nailed his hands and feet to wood. But the worst was yet to come, because on the cross, so we would not have to, Jesus suffered hell itself. God promised us that this would be finished. Nothing would be left to pay, for our Heavenly Father was pleased to punish Jesus for our sins. All of the punishment that we deserve, he took upon himself without condition, to the point that he was able to yell out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And it was in that time that his love was the purest and the most powerful and the most freely given, when he gave absolutely everything for us. And at minimum, all of he asks for of us is to give him 1 hour a week. We would hope to give him many, many more. There are some 83,000 hours in a year, and sometimes we struggle to give him back 52 if we just come on Sundays. Think about the deal that we have been given. There is no other deal like it in all of creation, where he gives us so much ever faithfully, and we have to return so little. Because this is the perfection of God's love poured out for us. And so all he says to us is, pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Brothers and sisters, on behalf of our Bishop, Jeffrey J. Walsh, on behalf of all my brother priests, on behalf of your parish staff here and all of this parish family, Jim Noka, our shrine director, our parish staff, and myself, we wish you a happy and blessed Easter and all of the blessings God pours out through the blood of the Lamb for you and your families, and I pray even further, giving thanks for you every day, that he will lead you always closer to the Sacred Heart of his Son, especially through the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the compassionate heart of Saint Joseph, that the peace and harmony of the Holy Family of Nazareth may reign in your hearts and in your homes. For Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Can you please say amen?